we're back.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. I'm Jared. That's Trevor. We're here live in studio for another episode of the War Room. We've had a lot happen. One of the biggest heel turns. We're going to get into it. You know, we're going to get right into it because we're going to cover everything. Football, wrestling, college basketball.
Yeah.
Real life.
Yeah.
That's always my favorite thing to talk about is real life.
A lot of people are lucky we couldn't hear out some of the problems on here because we fucking put you in the ground.
Yeah, there's some Dr. Phil-like episodes that should be happening on this podcast, but I just don't find the humor in it. And also, no one thinks it's funny when I'm dressed up like Dr. Phil while they're arguing about real things. So,
what the hell are y'all doing?
But no, real life things are always my favorite, you know, to fucking talk about, like how during this last snowstorm we just had, I was out plowing for 22 straight hours. No PEDs. I wasn't on meth. I wasn't on crack. I wasn't even on
just
heroin.
Living life.
I was just on fucking 3 energy drinks and anger.
Zins.
And anger. And just pure anger. I was at the point where I was just like, when I was done with a Zen after 2 hours, I'd take it out, put another one in. I just fucking fueled. I was like a bionic man fueled on nicotine and caffeine. But
nicotine and caffeine.
We were clearing
baby.
This parking lot. And, you know, this place is an overnight. They have overnight workers and then morning shift workers. Well, we were clearing out this parking lot. And I was almost done with it, but people started showing up, which happens. And I plowed this place from 5:30 in the evening until 9:30 in the morning the next day. That was just the one place I did.
My God.
Yeah.
Was it just snowing the entire time you're plowing?
For the first 7 hours, it snowed, yeah. From 5 to midnight. I was in the same spot. I had to plow it like 4 times. And I was like, after that, I was like, I literally almost lost my mind. I'm never going to get done. My boss showed up. You know, bless him for dealing my ass. He fucking showed up. He's like, how you doing? And I was like, fine. And he could tell. But I was clearing out this smaller employee parking lot, and this guy showed up. He was the first one there. And he got out, and he's like, yeah, parking lot's looking good. And I was like, yeah, thanks, but listen, it's still slick. We're not finished plowing. We haven't thrown salt yet. So it's slick. Be careful. So that's for liability. I warned the guy. He does his old macho thing. He's like, oh, I'll be fine. Don't worry. I fucking, you know, I start reversing. I look over and I just see him do a whoop, 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 whoop. Like fucking slip and fall, like feet up in the air.
Tom and Jerry.
Lands fucking like Peter Griffin whenever he falls down the stairs with his arm crosses his body. Like he landed just like that. And I just fucking threw the truck in park. I got out. I was like, oh my God, are you okay? And he was just like, yeah.
It is pretty slick, ain't it?
Welcome back to the War Room, everybody. But yeah, you know, so at Elimination Chamber, that was one of the best pay-per-views I've seen in a while. That was good. It finally felt like shit was happening. It feels like, because sometimes, you know, like I guess now that I'm an adult and I understand how things work, sometimes I just want them to get on with it. Like this whole John Cena, I'm coming back for a year. He hasn't even been on a fucking Raw or SmackDown yet. Which I wonder if that's playing into the heel thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, it's kind of just like, dude, if you're full time, you should be out there fighting on SmackDown and Raw, or at least making public or weekly appearances. You know what I mean? But sometimes I just want him to get on with it, and I want fucking guys to return that are going to return. So Randy Orton coming back was awesome.
Yep.
That Kevin Owens Sami Zayn match, I think, was my favorite one of the night. That was a banger of a fight right there. I really thought Kevin was going to do the fucking pile driver to him on the floor.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Get out of here. Also, I just want to say the security team for WWE, I know it's, you know, they're not really trying to break him up. It still is pathetic. Like, why are they sending 8 guys out there just for them to be absolutely
just
irrelevant?
Get their ass kicked? Yeah.
They get their ass kicked. They can't stop him. It takes Randy Orton coming back to stop the brutality. And instead of 8 guys, which I recognize 4 of them as former wrestlers.
Yeah, I mean, the other 4 are trying to be fucking wrestlers. Yeah.
So that is just one thing I hate is whenever the security team comes out. Because that's when the WWE, they're trying to make you seem like, oh, this is getting serious.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting security. Well,
sometimes they just overuse it, is what happens.
Yeah, well, it's like, oh, there's 20 guys out here, and they can't stop Seth Rollins and CM Punk. Yeah. Like, listen, they're tough guys, and they're wrestlers, but I don't know. Like, I think it made more sense, like, when Undertaker and Brock Lesnar were going at each other. That, okay.
Yeah, or dudes, you got a big guy, you know, you got the fucking Big Show, or Braun fucking Strowman. Yeah, fucking Jacob Fatu. I mean, that guy, yeah. He fucking.
I'm not going to lie. I'm glad you brought him up. Because Cam has become such an avid wrestling fan, it's like I'm dating a 12-year-old. She loves it. I mean, if I was a kid and I had a girlfriend that was into it as much as her, I would have married her at 12, and we had to move to Kentucky, so it was legal.
You like wrestling?
You actually like it? You watch SmackDown every week? So I've been watching weekly. And I watched last night, and I've been wanting to see more of this Jacob Fatu guy. And I don't know, like, his character's good, but I don't know if you watched that match between him and Braun Strowman. He's definitely not as athletic as the other Samoan guys.
I don't know.
Some of the moves he tried, like, he botched a fucking dive out of the ring.
Whenever he does that pop-up fucking...
It looks like he gasses easily, too.
Pop-up fucking jump on the fucking turnbuckle. I mean, it's pretty impressive for how big he is.
No, for sure.
I think that he needs to not wrestle... I mean, Braun Strowman's a good because they're both fucking massive guys, but he's actually better when he wrestles a fucking... like a Cody Rhodes or somebody who's a little bit more...
yeah,
agile as well.
I don't know. I honestly, and also watching the WWE, you're also just kind of like, how's Braun Strowman not the champion in every belt? Like, who could actually beat him up that's back there? Like, legitimately. Because I imagine him throwing people like King Kong. Like, that's what I imagine him doing. But I don't know. I watched it, and I don't know. I'm kind of on the skeptical side about him as a worker now. I don't know why. I watched, he botched like... a lot of botches against Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman. I think that guy only does four things.
He's had a bad night because, I mean, he's a fucking beast. I mean, he can do some crazy shit.
He looked tired towards the end when they were going through the crowd. He looked tired. Like, I remember the way he tried to clothesline Braun Strowman over it. Just looks like they both, like, fell in slow motion over it. I don't know. That might just be something weird, but, you know, that was a good SmackDown. Cody Rhodes coming out. It looks like Travis Scott actually fucking...
Yeah.
Also, why is he out there?
I know. I thought that too. Like, why is he?
Why is Travis Scott out here? But you know, whatever. He's there. So Trevor, I've been wanting to ask you. I've been waiting until we were on. First of all, I want to get your thoughts on the Cena heel turn. There's ABC questions on that question. I want your thoughts on it. A, did you see it coming? B, do you like it? C, how do you think it went? The way they did it go.
All right. let's see. For starters,
I didn't see it coming. I genuinely didn't see it coming.
I mean, I thought it was a possibility, but I didn't think so. Just because it's his last run, you thought, like, if they're going to do it, they'd have already done it by now.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't think that, but, like, when back, first of all, just Cody Rhodes just telling Rock to fuck off. Like, that was great. You know what? Rock, fuck you.
Well, I love the, well, whenever, because The Rock was being, he's been super cryptic.
Yeah.
It kind of annoys me because it's just like, well, all right, buddy, you don't show. You show up once every 2 months.
Yeah.
You say this weird, vague shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck does it mean? And then Elimination Chamber, you know, he gets told to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Cena and Rhodes, and then he, you know, does the throat cut. When I saw Cena's face, I was like, oh my God.
Whenever,
no way.
When I saw him do that, I was like, is he about to fucking do it? And
no,
then he just like, because he held him, and then I was like, he's about to fucking do it, and then fucking just kicked him in the balls. And I mean, it's definitely, like I said, it was definitely surprising. I mean, I like it because, I mean, first of all, if Cody Rhodes already wasn't a babyface, I mean, my God, they're trying to get him to be the biggest babyface of all time. Yeah. I mean, you fucking have John Cena turn on him like that, and you know him come out, because I mean, first of all, that match was great. That Elimination Chamber match
was fucking great.
The
way Seth Rollins kind of definitely screwed CM Punk over, that was awesome.
And then fucking
Drew McIntyre fucking over. Drew McIntyre is just great at getting screwed over.
Oh yeah, he's just all the time. He's always getting fucked over. And so I thought that was good. And then. I mean, I think that the run with it is going to be good because, I mean, they're just going to pair him with the fucking Rock. And I don't think
the crew's done being built.
I don't think so either. I don't know what's going to happen there. Cause I mean, it's weird. There's a lot of different variables that could go. Like, it could just be Cody Rhodes versus John Cena for the title. But, like, I still think there's some outside chance that CM Punk gets his... First of all, I just want to go on the record. I think that CM Punk is the best promo guy of all time. He just... And that's a bold statement, but that one on Raw, and he's so... What I love about him is The Rock, I love his promos. But,
I mean, I'm even thinking Ric Flair's promos were fucking...
But there's a lot of jokes in him, and I love jokes. I'm a big joke guy.
But here's the thing. Ric Flair, he's like says witty things, but you know what? I don't look him at his jokes because he ain't joking.
No.
Oh, look at your girl. Take her home and kick her fat ass out. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, he's joking, but it's like...
Yeah.
He's not. Like, he's being serious.
I would... Okay, definitely put him up there, but I just... CM Punk, he's just...
Oh, he's great.
He knows how to, like, he'll go to any length. Like, he'll, you know, you bald fraud,
yeah.
Dwayne
like
showing up.
I like when he says personal things, like, he brings, like, real life things.
Oh, whenever he said,
I think Cena should shave his whole head. I think it'd be hilarious. Shave his whole head, have a black shirt that has the no sign through the never give up, and say, fuck them kids on the back.
Whenever
of
he said, so you're saying something about John Cena, and he said, and you'll and then maybe you can make a wish. And I was just like, he's just fucking cutting him. So, I mean.
And then Seth Rollins coming out. I'm getting kind of tired of Seth Rollins. I'm getting a little sick of him.
I think that this is the buildup. And I don't see, like, here's a.
He's just a kink in the yard. I think
it could end next week, but it could also. I think if I had to pick right now, I think that it's going to be a triple threat match at WrestleMania. I think it's going to be Roman versus Rollins versus Punk.
I think it's going to be a triple threat match, but take Roman out because he's hurt, and I think McIntyre.
I think Roman's going to be back next week.
I think it'll be McIntyre, CM Punk, Rollins,
I mean,
and this feud.
They could just...
That'd be great.
Final... They could put in a four. But,
I could see Roman and Solo, kind of.
I think Fatu and Solo.
Yeah, that's also... There's something definitely brewing there.
I think that... But I could see CM Punk getting into the title match with the favor, because there's still the favor out there of Paul Heyman. So I could see him getting into that match and it being a triple threat match.
Mm.
Or I was thinking about this.
You know what's funny? I thought, I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Right up until he turned heel, what I thought it was literally going to be is I thought The Rock was just going to insert himself into the match between Cena and Rhodes. And
yeah.
A triple threat
triple
match.
Threat.
And I would have been like, that's fucking
cool.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Cena, The Rock is, for me, I don't know if I've ever said this on the podcast, but I've always believed this. Those two matches between them at WrestleMania 10, 12 years ago were fucking incredible.
Oh,
the
yeah.
1 year buildup.
Yeah.
For the first one, because
I mean, they come out
awesome.
And say, like,
and I didn't think The Rock was gonna win the first one, and the fact that he did, because I was definitely going for The Rock, because him coming back, he killed it on that run. He came back and won the title. I was like, holy shit, wrestling's back! And then the second time, I was going for Cena because I was like, we gotta get this guy out of here, this part timer,
We
gotta get this part timer out of here. I took Cena for granted for a couple years, but that's what I thought it was gonna be, but now. I think Rhodes versus Cena, this is the next Rock versus Hogan. This is the next, like...
Yeah. I mean, can definitely see that.
This is the... But you know what? If you want to know my take on it? I think there's a legit chance Cena wins.
I think so.
Because there's got to be an...
Yeah.
It doesn't... I mean, if they're going to make him turn heel...
I think so, too. And
I think there's,
the
this
Rock
new
could,
corporation...
I think that he definitely could win because I think that The Rock would help him. And I think, so last year, Cody won, and who won the World Heavyweight title? Well, Damian Priest, eventually. So, I don't see them going two faces winning again, and I think Jey Uso is going to they're going to push him over Gunther, and he's going to beat Gunther. So, I could see that them, the bad guys, getting him. But I also could see a scenario where CM Punk, like night one, they run it back almost. They go CM Punk, Cody Rhodes versus The Rock and John Cena in a tag match. And some kind of stipulation thrown in there.
I just definitely think that all this heat between McIntyre, Punk, and Ron, I just think a triple threat.
I think so too.
Great.
I've seen that for a while, and I think that would be
I just think,
but I think Damian Priest and fucking McIntyre are gonna look like they're gonna fight now.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's just it's really hard to tell. I kind of have a feeling we might get a Randy Orton, Kevin Owens fucking street fight type thing. Which Kevin Owens has been taking some punishment lately. He's been some fucking brutal fights. I love Kevin Owens. He's great. I don't know. I maybe, so there's two nights, so it could
the favor has got to come in at some point of, you know what I mean? The favor that Paul Heyman owes him.
See, I thought that would have made more sense if Roman was the champ.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought, too. Because that's why I'll say they're doing a great job right now, because you don't fucking know what's going on.
And
that's,
well, they do a great job of making you forget Roman's hurt and out, like legitimately hurt and isn't wrestling right now, because you're just like, oh, shit, where's he fit in all this? It's crazy, though, because the Gunther-Jey Uso one is I don't know. I think Gunther might end up retaining that.
I just feel like they've pushed Jey so much, and now they could push him again, give him the title shot, give him a run, and then...
No, they could... The World Heavyweight title changes hands pretty often, also. Yeah, it's not
even though they both... I mean, I guess since Gunther won it, he's had it for... Who did he beat? He beat Damian Priest.
Yeah. And that was Damian Priest, like, what, first title defense or second? I mean, he only had defended it one or two times. I don't know. There's just, I mean, now that there's two nights, though, there's a lot more possibilities. Like, we might get, like, a fucking, your John Cena and The Rock versus Cody Rhodes. And, like, I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe Randy Orton get involved.
What about what
Randy
if
Orton and Cody Rhodes teaming back up? Randy, John, Cody, The Rock, that'd be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Stone Cold's like, this is
bullshit.
What
I was going to say. They just put him in a tag match because then you don't have to use him the whole time.
I saw something, though. What if Stone Cold comes back and teams up with The Rock and John Cena?
Oh, that'd be insane.
And they start like a fucking, like, the new, I'm telling you, the new corporation of old
guys. Then the Undertaker
guys
comes back for fucking.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. I don't care. Bring them all back. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, he's in there.
Goldberg.
I was always treated badly. Godfather, all of them. I want them all back.
I mean, yeah.
I read something where, like, because Stone Cold was on, like, the trailer with next to John Cena.
Yeah.
Outside, and which I'm not trying to be some kind of, like, conspiracy theorist.
Yeah,
but that would be interesting where it's, like, this team of older guard is like, we can't let these new guys come
either,
in.
Either be that or where they go where.
But then again, this is every
Rock
year, dude. It's every year. It's like, how is Stone Cold going to do this? And he's like, I'm not fucking doing it. No, I already did my match with Kevin. You're lucky I did that. That hurt my back for fucking weeks.
Yeah, I mean,
even if he didn't come back and like he's just there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, promos. Yeah, even whenever he like first got injured and he came back to WWE and he was just the fucking.
I mean, you never thought Cena and The Rock would team up.
No, I mean, yeah, for
Stone
sure.
Stone Cold
not.
And The Rock. Like the old, like, and then Cena, it's the unholy alliance right there. That's fucking
the fucking
the
superstars.
Three of the top four best ever right there, arguably.
That would be crazy.
Get Ric Flair and you got it right there. Shawn Michaels.
Ric Flair and fucking Hulk Hogan.
Dude, I'm going to boo him every time I see him now. I love that shit, dude. Watching The Undertaker. You know what's funny is if The Undertaker is all like, if The Undertaker said, you kind of deserved it, that makes me feel like you might deserve it a little because he's one of those guys.
He's a pretty
that
fair guy.
Even if you
fuck him, I mean, like, he used to hate Shawn Michaels, but now he's like, you know, he used to be an asshole, but now he's not. Like,
and I mean, also, if you want to get political about it, I'm pretty sure The Undertaker's like a right wing dude.
They both voted for the same guy for sure.
For sure, but he's all like, I mean, you know, but The Undertaker isn't like, he wasn't at the fucking RNC ripping his shirt off on stage.
No, well, the thing is, you know, Hulk Hogan, he's, you know, no matter how much money he's fucking earned, he's still trying to earn more, so he's trying to, you know, push whatever. Beer right now. He's trying to push.
He comes out
right
on the opening night and tries to sell beer that I've never seen in a store once. I bet it's not good. I got, you know what? This is a little off topic, but it isn't. I tried Troy Aikman's beer. It's not bad.
It's pretty good, actually.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's comparable pretty to Frio and Yingling Flight almost.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's not bad. I'd give it a try. And also the venue, the Sunset. Sunset Venue Amphitheater is opening up soon, so.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't work for Troy Aikman, I promise. Oh.
Is that his?
He's partnering.
Oh,
with
I
that.
Didn't know that. Yeah,
you
yeah.
not seen the commercials?
Oh, cool. Huh.
Like, he's like, I'm Troy Aikman, and I'm in one of these suites that you could also be in. This, you know, like,
drink my beer. We're only going to serve eight.
You know what I hope is that when that opens up, we get like a lot of the same stuff as the Rogers Walmart amp.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we just, because I mean, yeah, I mean.
I just don't want, listen, and I know, just let me finish before you go, but I would like that. I just hope they don't turn it into a fucking up and, like, the Canes Ballroom has already been turned into fucking nothing but country
singers.
They
just have a little bit of everything, is what you're saying, yeah.
I wouldn't even care if they just had old classic rock bands play and fucking, you know, now it's turning our classic rock, which is Creed and fucking Nickelback. That's our classic rock.
Yeah, there's a fucking tour, or there's a fucking festival it's like a 2-day festival in fucking Wisconsin. The headliners are Creed and Nickelback.
Oh my
God. I was like, oh my, and there's like fucking Three Doors Down. I was oh, this would be awesome.
Daughtry,
like,
I'm sure will be there live. Soul Asylum, they'll all be there. Dude,
I'm gonna look it up because I sent it to someone.
Nickelback and Creed.
Yeah, I know what I saw.
So
like, oh,
much domestic violence is gonna happen at that show.
Oh yeah.
Shut up,
oh,
bitch. Yeah. I'm listening to Creed. A lot of backhands. Dude, fucking Volbeat's coming to the Walmart amp in Rogers.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I saw they were going to announce it, too, but I didn't see that. I would definitely... I want to see Volbeat.
Well,
awesome.
Listen, it's on my dad's birthday. The show is on my dad's birthday.
I mean, dog.
And that's a show that we don't have to stay overnight if we don't want to. We could always just come back.
Yeah.
It's only like an hour and a half maybe from here. It's not that far. And Dad, don't listen to this podcast.
I'm sure you're not. I'm sure you're not listening anyway.
I think Hailstorm is one of the openers, and then the other one is... I don't know, the Ghost Inside or something. I don't know who they are, but Hailstorm's good. I've seen them live, but I'd love to see Volbeat. We can get lawn fucking seats where we're standing in the lawn for like $30. I saw Pantera there, and the view is great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that would be... Yeah, they fucking hardly ever come over here anyway.
I don't remember the last time they came to America. And listen, for anyone wondering out there, I am constantly checking the local venues and anywhere that's close enough to drive. I'm constantly checking. So I know who comes around and who doesn't, all right? And also, I'd just like to point out that the 1 year I'm getting married, all these bands I've never seen that I want to see want to come around.
It's summer of 99 festival. Nickelback, live.
I knew it!
Daughtry.
I fucking called it!
Tonic, Our Lady Peace. Lit, Three Doors Down, Lit. Seven Dust, Mammoth.
Why are they? They get
Hinder,
yeah.
Vertical Horizon, and Fuel.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, lots of plain white shirts and blue jeans. That's what they should call that festival, the Plain White Shirt and Blue Jean Festival. A
lot of divorced dads out there.
A lot of off-duty cops, divorced dads, same
volunteer
thing.
Firefighters.
I'm a volunteer firefighter. Oh, so you're unpaid. You fucking asshole. Oh, so you just go into a building? You volunteer to run into a building on fire? You're fucking
I'm assuming
dumb.
It's only for small towns, usually what those are. Which is crazy.
I would only be a volunteer fire. Dude, imagine being a volunteer firefighter in a city where fires definitely probably happen every day.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's a thing. I mean, maybe it is, but I think usually they're... Like, my sister used to be one in, like, Shakota. She got bit by a rattlesnake, too. Fucking...
That ain't part of the job description.
She was in a field and got bit by a rattlesnake. Had to have, like, fucking 10 things of anti-venom.
Some creepy guy come over and start sucking on her fucking ankle. Don't worry, I gotta get the venom out.
I got it. Now I'm a snake.
He starts slithering around on his belly. Like, this is the process right here. That's some creepy shit, dog. I'm not even going to lie. I think I'd rather die than let somebody suck on my ankle if I got bit by a snake. Then again, I say that, but I also know that I'm the kind of guy that even if I'm 104 and like I'm like, I got the flu and I'm like, they're like, you're probably going to die. I'm going to I don't care how much debt I got to go into. I'm going to cling on to life with every fucking ounce of strength.
I'm not dying, damn it.
No,
don't
exactly.
You pull the
I don't
plug.
Care
don't
if
you pull
I'm,
the plug.
I don't care if I'm so old and everybody I know is dead. And it'd probably be better for me to die. I don't care.
Yeah, by that point in time, like, imagine the music you're listening to. You're like, oh, this fucking sucks. This music sucks ass.
Led Zeppelin, that came out 100 years ago.
Literally. That's fucking, like, that would be insane, like, if you were 100, because, I mean, yeah.
I mean, their first album came out 55 years ago. So, I mean,
120, 130 years ago.
Add 45 to what I am now. There's a great chance I could be alive and just be like, I remember Zeppelin's been around for 100 years. And I'll guarantee I'll still be listening to him by then, too. Because I'm going to have to explain my tattoo the rest of my life. When
who
I'm 65.
Who the Rolling Stones? A bunch of rocks around here?
I mean, they've been around for, been around for 63 years. So I'm definitely going to be alive at their 100-year anniversary. They'll still be out on tour. They're in the that's their fucking...
They're out there. They're just putting
dude, think about it. They've been old our whole life.
I mean, yeah.
I'm 26. I'm turning 27 in a couple weeks, but I'm 26. 26 years. So I... 20. Let's say 20 years ago, I remember this was the first time. Because I was young. Whenever I saw a picture of them, I was like, these guys are fucking old. They'll be dead in a day. That was 20 years ago. They were in their 60s. They are still on tour. Only one of them has died.
That's insane.
And he just died. And he was like, died of old age.
I mean, that's...
They will be on tour for the next 15 years. So I got to see him. Because I don't, you know, I don't... As long as Mick and Keith are there, I'm sure they'll still keep going. But, you know, it's insane. They've been old my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking crazy. What's, I mean, just going to be fucking, like, I'm trying to think of what it's even compared to now. Because, I mean, like, honestly, there wasn't, like...
Of a rock band doing what they do? No, I mean, it's not like they're playing Slayer.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, Mick is out there dancing. Like, it's not like they're sitting in chairs. Yeah. Like, old blues guys. Like, there's a Buddy Guy, I think, is, like, 87, and he still goes out and plays. But he plays the blues. Like, he either sits down or, you know, he's not running, jumping up and down. You know what I mean? He's just... I'm playing. Fucking Tony Bennett retired at 95.
Yeah, I mean,
One of his last places he played was the Hard Rock in Catoosa. That was one of the last places he played. And then he died like 2 weeks after he retired because it's like, yeah, that's his purpose. You took it away from him. And he's got Alzheimer's. All he remembers how to do is saying, I left my heart in San Francisco. And you're going to fucking take that away from him? Lady Gaga's visiting him. He doesn't know who the fuck she is. Dude, that's crazy. It's like, that's literally why I think a lot of those guys won't retire, because it's just like, well, what am I going to do if I do?
I mean, yeah.
Wait to die,
if you're
play
doing
poker?
Something like that, then yeah. Well, I mean, just anything. Like, I mean, like, you add 50 years under our age now, and we're, you know, almost 80. So, like, what we're going to be on a fucking PlayStation 12 by then? Like, what the fuck are, you know what I mean? Like,
probably the 8.
You're going to enter the game. Like, you're fucking, you're just going to be a fucking...
Video game, yeah, at that point, it'll be like, put this suit on and... Play the Skyrim re-release, 38th re-release. And you know what? It'll sell like crazy. That's why they haven't put a new game out. Because they can just remaster Skyrim a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what
they... Add in a couple new things. Oh, the VR thing is what killed the Elder Scrolls 6 game. As soon as the VR thing came out, those Skyrim cunts were like, oh, we're just going to make this a VR game. And it's like it came out all over again.
Yeah.
That's what it is, because I've played it on VR. It's a whole different game when you're on VR. It's terrifying. Like, me, I've ran into the wall playing football before. Imagine if a giant's chasing you on that thing. It's weird. It would be cool if you could walk around, you know what I mean, and run.
Yeah.
Take it
like
outside.
It's like a fucking...
You just that's walk why, well, that's people why, walking around outside like they're in the
I did
game.
Do that one time. I got in my yard and like... Because like, you know, the circle... Like the one we drew was like small, but I did like as big as we could. And it was like my entire front yard. So like I could literally like run around and fucking throw the ball. It was like you're playing backyard fucking football. But I was just in the front yard. So people were driving by. What the fuck's this guy doing?
You got a helmet on? Oh my God.
Blue 82.
And you live in like that?
Yeah.
People can just look out their windows and be like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?
He's offside. He's been offside the whole fucking time, ref.
Oh, what the fuck, son of a bitch! You just start losing your mind. A fucking fumble.
Fucking John Gruden in the phone. What the fuck?"
That'd be so funny seeing people out playing fucking VR games. It'd be the easiest people to mug ever.
Yeah, they just go rob their house while they're outside playing.
While they're inside, you just sneak in through the garage. I'd take some of your Nutty Buddy cream pies with me, too. I'd do what somebody did to me. The one time I've ever been robbed, they took one of my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't take the other one. So I spent like 3 months searching my car like a cop looking for that other shoe. They're realizing, oh, they just took it.
Just be dicks?
Like, I remember I just took the shoe outside, just threw it in the dumpster because I was like, don't need this anymore.
And then you find the other one. That no. would suck ass.
No, they took it. They took, like, I had a PS4 and all the stuff for it. I don't know why I left it in the fucking car. I shouldn't have. That was in there, and I had, like, a pile of clothes that I just got washed. They took some things out of it. Like, I had a shirt with a tiger on it that I loved. And a pair of my gym shorts that I wore all the time, which that pissed me off. And then one of my shoes. Take both of them.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like they were either just trying to be assholes or like...
There's got to be like, some kind of criminal etiquette. Like, listen, you don't shoot the woman. Fucking
drove up on him like, oh, fuck.
You don't shoot the woman. You don't shoot the kids.
Yeah, that was... I mean, like, who takes one fucking shoe? Like, in your not just trying to be an asshole.
I mean, you're robbing my car. You're kind of being an asshole in the first place. You can at least, like... You know, you take the PlayStation, whatever. That makes sense to rob. The shoe? And what, you know, that guy was just like, yeah.
Yeah. Just take one of the shoes.
He probably just took it and threw it out the window. Or I imagine this guy was on a bike and he biked all the way to the nearest fucking pawn shop, which I imagine was half a block away.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was a concert for somebody.
Zach Sabbath.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking Zach Sabbath. I had a great time. We go. I think we've told this story a million times. And, me and you, we get back. We're like, we need McDonald's. Because we're fucking, fucked up and we need food. We go to McDonald's. We take my car. We come back. I didn't lock it and fucking came out the next morning. And I was worried because I went to, because I always go to check to see if I locked it the night before the morning, like the next morning, just try to open it, see if it was locked. And I opened it and it was open. And I was like, oh no. Because I remember looking around the hotel room. I was like, where's my PlayStation? And I was like, did I not bring it inside? I was like, that's great. And then, I went out there. It's fucking gone. It's just gone.
Fucking cocksuckers. No good cocksuckers.
I remember I went to the front desk lady and, asking him if there's anything, and then just it hit me that it was gone and I was never going to get it again. And she was talking and I just turned around staring into space and just walked out the front, got in my car and sped the fuck out of there. Because she was talking about, filing a report and fucking if I had the serial number for the PlayStation, this and that. And I just turned around and walked out.
Yeah, I mean,
left my whole family, everybody, because we didn't live in Tulsa at the time, so I just got it and drove straight back to Fort Gibson. Fuck this place.
That was a, because I mean, like, you get to file a report. Like, what's going to happen? First of all,
that thing's in a pawn shop. Some Persian.
The other day, I saw somebody complaining that somebody stole. This was in, like, Fort Gibson Forum, and this is the kind of shit that happens in there. Somebody stole somebody's gardening gloves from their backyard. And I literally thought this was a joke. And then they were like, I hope whoever stole my gardening gloves, blah, 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 steps on some nails or something stupid like that. And then somebody was like, oh, and then you always got somebody, chiming in. Oh, maybe you just misplaced them. That happens to people all the time. She's like, no, I've checked, blah, blah, blah. I already filed a report. And I was like, a report?
Over
fucking gardening gloves?
That chance someone stole gardening gloves.
And I was like, she's like, don't worry, Fort Gibson PD, they'll find the culprit. And I'm like, are you guys joking right now?
Can you even get charged with anything? Like, what? Yeah, what are they getting? What is that?
They stole personal property under fucking $5. Like, what the fuck? Like, first of all, who? I'm sure you just misplaced them because who? Like, what kind of gardening gloves do you have? Are they gold? So I'm sure that they were like, you just misplaced them, or they're definitely not looking for them. They're not going, hey, have you seen any gardening gloves? We got a report missing in the house behind you.
We come put a fucking search warrant on a marquee at fucking Fort Quick Stop.
It's only good for a day. We got Timmy's birthday tomorrow, so we got to take it down.
It says, like, happy birthday, Zach, turning 14. And also, if you have Martha's gardening gloves, please return them. No charges will be fine.
Yeah, a warrant will be issued if you don't return these.
Yeah, I really just... Is that real?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like I said, I was just like...
I kind of regret getting out of the Fort Gibson Forum because when I moved away from there, I was like, I don't need to... I really tried to cut ties with everything because I didn't want anything... I wanted to feel like I lived out here and my life was here. And I was also part of what's happening now, Muskogee.
Oh, yeah.
And at some point, I was literally just getting mad reading stuff because I'm just like, you fucking losers. Like, everybody in here is a bunch of losers. Like,
what's happening at blah, blah, blah? What's happening at blah, blah, blah? Fucking all the time.
I heard shots on G Street. Everybody okay?
Cop under the bridge at by Kurtz Mall pulling over people.
My kid came home sick. There might be a bug. Everybody check your... Shut the fuck... Like, shut up.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, no. It's so I, like, last week I posted on there because I have a fucking couch sitting outside my house. I don't know where to go with it. I said, $20, somebody picks it up, first person comments, well, I hope someone, whoever picks it up doesn't just dump it somewhere. Like, you gotta fuck off.
Why would someone come pick it up just to dump it?
I know, just to get the $20?
That's actually a nice thing, like, just to dump it on the side of the road. Some negative asshole that shouldn't have Facebook. It's literally like whenever, like let's say, like, Volbeat's announcing a tour. Somebody comments, never liked Volbeat.
Yeah, it's like, then why the fuck are you commenting?
And then someone will comment and be like, who fucking asked you? And then someone's like, oh, someone's mad. Someone's angry because I have an opinion. And it's just like, no. That's the thing that I notice with a lot of older people. And by older, I mean my parents' generation. Because they can give their opinion on Facebook, they have to.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if I was scrolling and I saw a post about, I don't know, what do I not care for? Trevor, what's something that you know I don't like?
Oh, I mean, modern day country music.
All right, let's say Morgan Wallen's coming to the BOK Center. I'm not going to get on there and be like, I don't like Morgan Wallen. I think his music sucks. I'm clearly just trying to get people to engage with me. Like, that's loser behavior. Yeah. That's just so... If I commented on everything I hate, a lot of you fuckers out there would have comments from me daily on your Facebook posts. Shut the fuck up. Grow up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You're stupid.
There's all kinds of shit that I'm like, this guy's...
Stop having kids with men that you barely know.
Or just fucking people just, like, when they post on Facebook, and it's just like... It's almost like a caption. Oh, it's... my kids are eating spaghetti. Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking...
Who cares?
Yeah, like, they've never eaten spaghetti? Like, fucking...
Wow, are they drinking water, too?
Yeah.
And see, that's why I don't even have Twitter anymore, first of all. It's not Twitter anymore. It's whatever the fuck it's turned into. And, you know, I saw too many, like, white power things and fucking... I don't know why, but, like, it kept, like, my algorithm, whatever, the quote-unquote algorithm, it kept like, I think, like, it shows you things, I think it'll show you things that you think you like, and things that you engage, like, you know, like, if you like, it's, yeah, say it's a video, and it just, even if it makes you mad and you hate it, you just watch it because you kind of like,
yeah, it thinks you like it. Yeah.
Or it's just like, it doesn't matter if you like it, you're engaging
with
it. Yeah,
so we're going to show you more.
So like a lot of the times, like let's say I was like on X and I was like scrolling through and then it'd just be like this fucking dude. Like, I don't know, it'd be a video of a white guy calling a black dude the N-word and getting his ass kicked. For me, when I see videos like that, I expect to go to the comments like seeing like, get him. Good, kick his ass.
And they're like, well, what did he say?
Well,
like,
no, it's just like, you know what I love? It's those guys that are like, if a word makes you like have to inflict violence on someone, you're weak, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, all right, everybody, can we just stop? Let's act like, let's live in the real world, all you fucking white power people out there. Let's just live in the real world. There are words that if were said to you, you would try to fight someone. I know a lot of guys... It ain't got nothing to do with race. I know a lot of guys, if you call them a fag to their face, they'll punch you. Or they'll threaten to punch you. Because if you question their sexuality, they will try to fight you. If you call someone a pussy, that is another big word, especially for men in particular. A lot of guys, if you say, you're a fucking pussy, they might try to punch you. If you fucking call someone a bitch... That's men and women calling in a specific context. A lot of women just don't like being called it in general, but trust me, I know. Men don't like it. Some guys, it doesn't, like, you know, it's whatever. But for some guys, they will throw down over that. And guess what? I understand. It's provoking. It's getting provoked into fucking doing shit. If you really think that you should be allowed to just sit there and verbally berate somebody because you're not breaking the law, then yeah, you should expect that there might be somebody. Because listen, let's be real. A lot of people aren't as afraid of going to jail as some of these other people that get on there and like, well, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay, not everyone cares. Like, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Like, I was just like, not everyone's afraid to go to jail. Not everyone's afraid to do time. Like, my brother, for example, if somebody, like, hurt his kid, he would kill somebody over it. And guess what? He would do the time, and it's not like he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
He would do it and do the time. He'd do the 10 years. Who cares? Not everyone's afraid of that. So you shouldn't be out in the world
testing it,
calling words that you don't, first of all, don't know. I have friends that if I said those words to, they might try to fight me over. And we're friends. If you say it to a stranger, they ain't got no reason to not load on you.
Yeah.
Fucking load back on you. There's no reason to. And that's what I kept seeing. And like, I just get in the comments, and it's just mostly all these fucking white guys from Iowa, like Iowa looking motherfuckers on there. Oh, if you like, this is why everyone stereotypes them, because they're just violent. Well, I was like, yeah, dude, well, here's the thing. You never just see a video of a guy beating the shit out of another dude for no reason. Like, and also, and I just tell people, okay, if it's not a big deal, go to a black person, call them the N-word to their face, and then be appalled when you get your ass kicked. You know you can go to jail for that, right? Okay. Fuck you. I don't care. That's one thing people really got to realize. That's why you should be extra safe out in the world. Not everyone's afraid of doing time. Some people are so far, they're not afraid to die.
Yeah, well, so they'll kill you. Yeah, so
they'll kill you. They will die in the process. They don't care. Like, it happens all the time. So, you know, I don't know what this turned into. I guess this is, I don't know. For me, it's just like, listen, all right, and I'll extend an olive branch to the racists out there, even though I shouldn't.
Extend an olive branch.
You can believe what you want, okay? I can't force you to think a certain way. No, but the government can't, you know, seeing real life experiences can't do it. It's all about what you believe. And because I'm an American and I believe in America, I believe you should be allowed to believe what you want, have your opinions, all that, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. If you know that your opinion is socially taboo, you should keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
You should keep it to yourself. Because we do not live in a day and age where you can walk around town and calling a different... You can't just... You know what I mean? Like, you can't look at an Asian guy and be like, what's up, fucking... I don't know. Something racist. You can't do that. You can't do that anymore. And the fact that people won't do it out like that, that's how they know it's wrong. If you won't do that anywhere to anybody because you're afraid of the repercussions, you know it's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong. You shouldn't do it. Just like you shouldn't go up to, like, if I went up to you, and we're both white guys, so I can't really be racist towards you. I guess I could, but that wouldn't make much sense. If I come up to you randomly and call you a fucking pussy, yeah, you might want to punch me. You might, I mean, especially like, if it's just, man, like,
if it's just fucking, you know,
initial instinct,
like a random person too.
First of all, we gotta, like, you literally see whenever shit hits the fan, people turn into fucking cavemen again. All this civilized bullshit goes out the window whenever the fucking internet goes down. Everyone turns into primates again. So yeah, if in the heat of the moment someone's like provoking you into a fight, you're going to start beating your chest and beating their fucking head on the concrete. It happens all the time. So, you know, that's what the internet has turned a lot of people into, really brazen people, because they say these things and they're not getting their heads punched in.
I mean,
I think there was a period in time in the country where, you know, a lot of I don't think racism's always fucking existed. It's never not going to. There's always going to be people that don't like certain people because, I don't know, I can't really think of a good reason, because it, you know, how many white people have offended you, Trevor? Do you hate all white people because of it?
Yeah.
Most of the assholes I've ever met in my life are white. I don't hate all white people for it. It's dumb. You know what I mean? So that shit's always existed, but there wasn't a way to, like, do it and get away with it, really, because, like, obviously the only way then was if you're in public and you saw a black guy and you're like, fucking N-word, and then you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
So it made people be like, all right, we got to keep this behind closed doors, which I think is lame. If you're going to be racist, I think you should be racist. I think you should fucking have the flag.
I'll be a pussy racist.
Like, you know, when you see people that you don't like in public, you make it known. I think you should be just like that.
You'd be like that guy with the fucking Nazi symbol on the back.
Oh,
of his
no, that's a good example. Like, to me, that's different, though. Nazis ain't American. I think if I personally think it should be legal if you see someone wearing Nazis. Nazi regalia, and it's not anti-Nazi, which I still think is like, all right, well, because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is the worst because, I mean, they're literally, they like, some people are racist, but they don't necessarily want to kill that race. They literally killed that race.
No, like, the Nazis were also our enemy in World War II. Yeah. They're a foreign entity. It's not an American. Like, that's why I always said, like, all right, people with the rebel flag, I'm not saying I like it. I understand it more. That was an American thing, even though they weren't technically American. They seceded from the United States. But it happened here. The Nazis were formed in fucking Europe, in Nazi Germany. It's not an American thing. So personally, and also they didn't believe in freedom of speech. So Nazis, if you're a Nazi, you don't get freedom of speech. You have to fucking salute president, the leader, the supreme leader, whoever you follow. So I think if you see a guy out in public wearing a Nazi shirt with the hat and the armband, you should be allowed to beat him to death as a group. And if the cops show up, like, what's going on here?
Help.
They're like, this guy's a fucking Nazi. Oh, shit. Body cam off. And you start beating the shit out of him. Yeah, you club him to death as long as it takes. I think that should be legal. I don't think you should be allowed to be a Nazi in the country. It doesn't make any sense. They didn't believe in American rights and values.
No.
It's nothing American about it. And if anybody's out there got a problem with me, I dare you to defend it publicly.
Come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast and tell me why Nazis should be allowed to do what they do. Like, that's the most patriotic person that you can think of right there. You even give, well, they are American. Like, if you want to be a Nazi, you should be allowed to be a Nazi. Like, no, there should be parameters. If you want to fucking not like other races, I guess that's whatever. I don't think you should be like that. I think it's a waste of energy. I think you need to get a hobby if you're just sitting around thinking of ways to hate other races. That's so dumb. You know what I mean? But I think, yeah, beat Nazi. I don't know. That's all I can think of. It's just like, how is this? How can you just drive through town in America? Oh, I guarantee you, though, you drive around with an ISIS flag. Well, then again, I don't know. That one guy that drove through New Orleans apparently had one. I'm telling you, America, for the most part, people are like, I don't like it, but it's freedom, you know? Freedom's important.
I mean, yeah, to a degree, but it's like, fuck, whenever it's
like... I don't
like,
think freedom should
like
account for our enemies. They don't believe in it. They don't
especially
believe in freedom.
Especially when one was literally just killing a fucking race, no matter what age they
are. Oh, yeah,
are.
Nazis for sure. That should be on site. That's on site. Like, if you have a bat, a gun, anything. And you know what? That guy should have been fucking beat up by the town, like a mob style. That guy ended up having like over 100 guns. He was planning on shooting all the people at the town hall that were voting in line. He was planning on shooting that place up. This guy had an whole operation. He had fertilizer bombs and shit. Like, so he should have been stopped in the middle of the town at a red light. Someone should have pulled up in front of him, blocked him in, and then pulled out of his vehicle and beaten to death. And I don't think that's an extreme take.
No,
to
especially not after he. You know,
I'm
killed,
American. I hate Nazis.
How many people? 13 or something like that. It was quite a few.
I don't know. I will say this: I think it's the most American thing to hate Nazis. And when did it become acceptable to be like, well, you know? You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people are a little too sympathetic towards Nazi-type people in this country.
I mean, yeah, they fucking... They,
why do they get
shouldn't
the
be
same
sympathetic
freedoms?
At all. Like,
no.
They shouldn't be, like...
That should be the easiest thing in the world to be like, I'm against that.
Yeah.
I'm like, against what do you mean? Being like, a yeah. Nazi. Like, because I think that term Nazi has really gotten kind of flipped and turned around so many times that it doesn't mean... Like, guys, if someone says you're a Nazi, that's almost one of the worst things you could ever be considered. They were the worst people to ever exist as a group. It's the most dangerous group of all time.
Like, fucking do yourself a favor and grab some beers and smoke yourself a joint and watch some YouTube videos of Nazi fucking Germany back way long ago and be like, oh... these guys are pieces of shit. Like,
well, also, it's just like, even like, how could you look at that and be like, you know what? That looks like a good time to live in. Like, no. Even living in Germany must have fucking sucked. You couldn't sit there like, okay, you know how some of these people talk about Biden, how they talked about him? Talk that way about Hitler. They show up at your door and they're taking you to the camps. That sucks. Why? Who would want to live like that?
I'm not even a Jew. You are today.
Well, like, you know what's funny is everyone acts like that if, you know, well, here's the thing. Even if you're one of those people like, well, I believe in what they were doing. Yeah, but here's the thing. you're not going to agree with every single thing they do. And you really think people that quote unquote complied in Nazi Germany that lived there that weren't really a part of, like just citizens of Berlin. You think that they weren't lived? They didn't weren't ruled with an iron fist.
Yeah. You think, I mean,
no, it was sure fucking horrible. Sure it sucked.
There were tons of people who were like, yeah, I don't, I'm not for this, but like,
if guess
I,
what? They were taken away.
But yeah, but if they're vocally not for it, then we're going to die. So yeah. Like, you know, no, you're like, right. Yeah, you're forced into being for it.
Like, every resistance that was ever formed to try to take down the Nazis was completely just like, I'm telling you, they were like, it's not so like, it's not like I think Nazis kind of turned into a, oh, they just want to control everything and fucking everybody do exactly what they want and this and that, which in a way, yes, that is what they did. But no, it's much worse. It's a much worse thing to be called. And also, like, I, you know, what's so funny. I used to like Elon Musk so much. And look, I'm not trying to sound like some fucking, you know, lefty cryhard, like crying hard over here. I'm just saying, like him, it's funny. I used to like him a lot. You know, he's on the Rogan podcast. He hit the blunt. He's talking about we got to save the environment. And now this dude's like fucking dictating foreign policy and shit and domestic policy. And look, you know, whatever. He's a good businessman, obviously. And I think it's good he's on our side. I mean, it's a good thing this the super genius isn't working with somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably best to have him working with us.
All right, if we get some
but he's just turned into a fucking boner, dude.
Get some of those checks, I'll be all right with them.
Oh yeah, for sure. As long as I gotta pay it back. Come on, Elon, I like y'all. Yeah, if you send me, listen, I'll like any president that sends me a check every month.
Well, I ain't gonna vote till nobody to the. They say you stay at home, get your balls sucked all day.
And send me $20 a week, and he says send me $20 a week. He's like, I'll vote for the president that sends me $20 a week and gets my balls licked. But nah, he just turned into a boner, and like it's not even for all the reasons that people don't like him for. Me, it's just like, okay, cancel culture. Like, oh my God, nobody's canceling nobody. You have $1 billion still.
Yeah, I think that we've gotten past that. Like,
yeah,
it was
like
a 8 thing.
Years ago.
Well, it was like 2 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, Trevor, but, I mean, but like, who actually got canceled that didn't deserve it?
Well.
And what does that
I mean,
even
there
mean,
was some
canceled?
People, there were some people, like, Joe Rogan just got lucky that he has so many people behind him he couldn't get canceled because he tried to cancel him.
Well, that's why, I mean... But what does it mean? Like, well, that's why it's kind of hard to cancel a guy like Joe Rogan
well,
because he does it all on his own.
They're saying,
he doesn't work for
yeah, but this is
Fox.
That's where, also before like Elon owned Twitter, where like he lets whatever people say whatever the fuck they want. Which
unless you know, say something about him, and then he bans your ass.
So
that's what's funny about that. That's another thing I don't like is like if you go on there and say Elon Musk is a cunt, on he'll fucking flag you, and like ban your account for a week, or suspend your account for a week.
Not.
Oh but, yeah, like, he did it to Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Bill
but
Burr's
like,
been like
so,
talking shit about him on his own podcast. He keeps calling him the Twitter guy, and he's like, I went on there and I said something about the Nazi salute, and he fucking suspended my account, and he flagged it or whatever.
Well, I mean, I think that since he owns that, I mean, I guess he flags people that way. But I'm sorry, as far as like people get used to get banned way more because like I think that's what they're talking about in cancel. Where like. They shadow ban you and stuff like that is more what he was talking about. So, like...
I also would like to ask, what exactly is it that people are getting canceled for? Because, like, it's just like, oh, yeah, you're getting canceled because, you know, you were at a fucking club in Miami and you said faggot on stage.
Well, I think some yeah. of them are, like, they're talking more, like, public views. Like, if you view this way or you say something about this
no,
side...
No, I get that. I think, you know, a lot of the media, obviously, is owned by more... That's why it's dangerous, though. There shouldn't be, like, media shouldn't be owned by either side.
No, it should just be its own fucking... You should, to me, there shouldn't
should
be sides.
It should be bipartisan.
Sides. No,
there
really shouldn't
be.
Because, like, to me, it is one of the most ridiculous things in this world that you can... Why would, when you're voting for somebody to run the country, wouldn't you just vote on who do you think's going to do the best job? You know what I mean?
Well,
I get that there's sides that believe this and that, but at the same time, you just be like, well, this guy looks like the best guy for the job.
Well, so if you think about it, there are people that are on the left that have certain views. They might not agree with everything, but because it's turned into a two-party system, which is why I think we were destined to become a divided country because there's only we are given the illusion of choice, but there's really only two sides that have a legitimate
yeah.
chance of winning. So if you want to win, if you want to be on the winning side, you got to pick one. And hope that they win, which at the end of the day, I think that's what a lot of it comes down to is people just want to win and, you know, be validated and be told they're right. So like if you're if the guy you wanted to win president, you can tell people you were right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No, at the end of the day, you don't get a plaque or anything or a fucking a gold jacket.
It's not your team but won like, the Super Bowl.
To me, like, if it was definitely not a two-party system, and let's just say here are the people you can vote for.
Yeah.
Seven people. And it's not like a Libertarian, a Republican, Democrat. There's seven people that are running, and you listen to them talk and debate about what they believe in.
Yeah.
And the country can, as a whole, decide on who they like the most. Instead, it is whoever wins the Democratic Party. And here's the thing, and that's why it makes it hard to think either side's legitimate, is because as long as you say the right things and you play ball, you'll get the nomination. Like, even a good example, when Hillary won the Democratic one, Bernie was doing better with the country, like, as a whole, but the Democrats didn't like him because he was going against the grain a little bit.
Which is crazy, because from then to now, they've been like, oh, we're going to go completely against the grain to trick, because they want to fucking... That's what I hate, is that they change what they quote unquote believe in to just get votes. Because it's like, you don't fucking believe in that. You're just trying to get fucking people to vote for you.
Hillary Clinton was a Republican at one point, and then she switched to being a Democrat. A lot of people have done that.
Yeah.
Some of the shit you hear Biden say in the 70s make you go, this guy's a Democrat? Which I've never thought he was like a lefty. He's always been more of a centrist than anything. But like, I just think it's all such bullshit. And it's all just theater now. Like, and also, so like I was saying, the whole two-party system, it has just encouraged division, because it's like there's two teams, the Patriots and the Bills. Yeah. You either like one or the other. And when the other team wins, you get mad and you're like, fuck them. It shouldn't be like that. It should be like, the guy I voted for didn't win, but, you know, hopefully this guy does a good job.
I hope this guy fucking sucks.
I hope it fails. Like,
you hope that guy sucks. You hope your country's going to be shit, essentially. What I mean? Like,
I mean, and also, because here's the thing, either side, it doesn't matter who wins. And that's, I always tell people, like, the first couple months are always where people are losing their minds, because that's when a lot of shit starts transitioning. And it's like when Biden won, what were Republicans saying? Oh, better stock up, because this guy's going to cause World War III, and we're going to get invaded by China and fucking fucked up the ass with a socialist stick. Like, that's what they all said. And guess what? I've lived in Oklahoma my whole life. Not much has ever changed here. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter who the president is. It's going to be the same here. It might have gotten a little expensive. Now, it got really expensive at one point, during post-pandemic, really, right around the end of it. It was like gas was almost at $5 a gallon. Like, yeah, that was super expensive and shit. But, like, you know, all the Republicans, when he won, were like, we're going to be under martial law. We need to take this country
either
back.
Side,
and
now that he's won, extreme, yeah.
Now that he's won, now the left's all saying the same shit. It happens every time, and that's why I will not vote for either. I will not. I do not believe, and I'm just getting this out there for everybody, I don't believe in either. I think they're both fucking corrupt morally, and they're fundamentally corrupted. The system is just designed a certain way. And to be quite honest, I don't have any answers. I hope you didn't think I was going to say something really smart right there. I have no answers, because it's just like, it's kind of like when people say, why do I have to work?
Yeah.
You know, why do I have to work? And you know what? It's true. If we as a society, whenever society first was created, if we all were able to agree that society should be built on everyone doing whatever the fuck they want and living off the land and doing this and that. First of all, I don't think we'd be where we are right now as a society, because we all would have been eaten by fucking jaguars and panthers and tigers.
We
and
definitely
shit.
Wouldn't have, you know, virtual reality video games.
No. Well, because you know why? At the end of the day, I do believe that having jobs is important, because it's a very small percentage of people that are going to make an impact on the world, whether it's positive or negative. You're actually much more likely as a common person to impact the world negatively.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
You kill somebody.
There's way more stuff that you can do bad than good.
Even if you just, you know, you walk a straight and narrow, you work, you know, come home, you do this, you do that. It's not really impacting the world. I mean, you're not killing somebody. You know, you're not hurting anybody. But like, if you just mind your business and you don't invent something that helps people, or you don't fucking make it one of the best albums ever.
You're just a blue collar worker.
You're just a person. And if we didn't have, and a lot of people that I know, if they didn't have purpose, they'd just be fucking.
Well, I mean, you'd have a lot more fucking people fucking. Especially if they just had endless money, they'd just be fucking dying quicker. And
money wouldn't exist. If there was no work, if there's no jobs, if there's nothing like that, there would be no money. Yeah. It would be an honor merit-based system, which none of this in this room would be possible, because how do you convince people to create TVs if you're not paying them?
How do you convince
people to show up every day if you're not giving them something, compensating them for it? That's why slavery existed.
Well, that's why, like, when people bitch about not having shit, and I'm like, well, you got to fucking go get a better job. Well, I can't. Well, you know, you sometimes you just can't make excuses, okay? You know, I'd love to not go to work on Monday and Tuesday.
Who wouldn't?
And you know what I mean? But, like,
I don't mind. I like my job. I actually like going to work.
I just don't want
to
get up at fucking 5 o'clock.
No.
And, you know,
that would be nice to not have to do that, which I hopefully one day won't have to do that. But, like,
But it's just like, you get all, hey, that's what, you know, you, when people bitch about not having nice stuff and they don't have any of this, it's just not going their way. It's like, you know what, stop, you know, sometimes you gotta fucking realize that sometimes you're the problem, and you, if you want more, you gotta fucking go get it.
Well, also, with the way society is built, like, listen, you can go against it all you want. I've seen a lot of people try that and fail miserably. That you do have to play ball, but listen, there's a way to be a part of society and still do your own thing. Like, yeah, listen, I'm sorry. You have to get a job. You have to. You can't make it. You're not going to make it your whole life by not having a way. Because that's how society was created. And if you think that it's going to change, it's never. That's not something that I think is possible of changing. You're never going to make it. We're never, Trevor, in our lifetimes, there's never going to be a period where they're like, guess good news, everybody. No one has to work anymore.
Yeah,
it's not going to happen,
unfortunately.
So I'm not.
And if it does, it's not going to be a good thing. It's going to be because, like, the fucking world's ending. Like, so
it's going to be because we're getting invaded. And it's like, we don't need Walmart right now.
Yeah. I don't have milk. I got to have milk if I'm getting invaded.
Where's the toilet paper? We're going to shit so much. That'd be crazy. Imagine if the country that we lived in, like, we've been invaded, they're fighting, but we still gotta go to work every day. It's just like, you give me a break, boss.
You're fucking stocking shelves, and next thing somebody's coming in with a gun.
You just hear,
fuck you.
Or you just hear it in the distance, just hear bombs dropping.
I gotta hurry this order up. Fucking get out of there.
Shit, 2 hours left. 2 hours left. Just 2 hours left. I'm out spraying yards. I see planes flying over and shit. That's just
gotta terrible. Hurry! Fuck! I gotta get home.
Fuck this! I might finish half my lunch.
Early lunch. I gotta go home and make sure my house is still there.
I want a bomb shelter. I think
I want an underground one.
I think. Well, yeah. I mean, why would I have an above ground bomb shelter?
Is that a bomb shelter?
And just give them a target to aim for. And look at that silo looking thing.
We should open that door and put the bomb in there.
Where the plane flying by is just going to bomb anything that looks like a building. Probably in that bomb shelter. Yes, I would like my bomb shelter to be in it. I'm not going to cheap out and get one above ground. I'm going to have them bury it.
I said a bomb shelter, not a tornado shelter.
Well, those are still above underground, too.
Well, I mean, some of them are like...
Well, the door, but it goes underground. Which, I'm not going to lie, I think I would like being underground too much. And I would just have a house underground.
I saw a fucking underground house earlier where, like, the roof was like... 2 inches off the ground, and the rest of the house is just underground.
I would be concerned about flooding.
Oh, yeah.
That would be concerning.
If it snows, you're not getting out. Yeah.
You're fucked.
It's like, just do it to snow. Sorry, boss. I can't get out. My house is in ground.
I'm stuck in my house. Yeah. I'm literally stuck in my house. Yeah, you're right. Because if, like, especially, like, you'd have to, like, it'd have to be somewhere. I don't know where the fuck you could do that at, really. It'd have to be somewhere.
On top of a mountain?
Yeah. Highly elevated. Yeah. But then snow. Yeah. You're going to get the most snow. That's where they get the most snow, is on the top of a mountain.
That is true.
You try to open your door, you're like, oh, shit.
It snowed last night. Fuck!
You have to have, like, a heating mechanism on the door to melt it.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid of water. But you know, but then again, also you live underground. You get like, you know, like
the. I think it would be cool to have like a, you know, you have like an underground shelter that like nobody knows about. Like you pop this fucking part of the floor open, you go underneath there. But like, I would just stay under there all the time. That's where I'd be. Like, oh, he's not home.
Playing video games.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to make sure all of my consoles were in there so that if the bombs were dropped, I'd have something to do. Well, we're not going to have fucking electricity.
You have a generator?
I'll have to have a generator, yeah. Fuck. Damn, dude. I got to start prepping.
Like, oh, fuck. We're like, we can be down here for years. It's all right. This fucking college football game never ends. We're in 3015.
Oh, my God. 3015. Look, man, I got the PS3. I'll just replay all those games. I got plenty of them.
Sometimes I wish I could erase my memory so then I could just like, yeah. reintroduce myself to wrestling. Like I just started in like 95. Like, this is awesome.
Well, I wish I could like replay Red Dead 2 for the first time. Replay Red Dead 2, fucking God of War, both of them. I wish I could replay those ones. That'd be great. I'd go back and like, there's a lot of things I said that embarrassed me that I said in middle school. I'd go back and be like, don't say that. Stop. Please don't. I just do things that distract me to make me not say the things.
Go back and, yeah, that would be awesome. Just go back and watch all the fucking Patriot Super Bowls again.
Except for the ones we lost.
Yeah.
Or I'd go.
Change it.
I'd go to the ones like, I'd go to the one in Philadelphia against Nick Foles and be like, Bill, let Malcolm Butler play.
I'd go to the fucking ref who fucking gave Eli Manning that ball before he caught it on top of his head and take a shit on it. So he'd be like, oh, what the fuck?
I would tell Josh McDaniels, hey, don't throw the ball at Brady.
Don't fucking stop trying
people
to.
People literally talk about that play like it really had an impact on the game. And I'm like, guys,
it was like
the second quarter and he's not a wide receiver.
If they wouldn't have done it, the Eagles, and been successful, nobody would be talking about it. You know what? If Nick Foles would have dropped it, they wouldn't be talking about it.
But. No, exactly. Well, it's just like that was for a first down at like midfield. It wasn't even like for a touchdown or anything. And he's Tom Brady. He's slow and he's not a wide receiver. Yeah. Oh, and he dropped the ball.
And
big
it worked. It's
surprise.
Like, let's decide to throw him the ball the first time ever in the fucking Super Bowl. When you know what I mean? Like, what you're going to do the things that you practice the most and prepare the most for the Super Bowl because you know what's most likely to work. So why the fuck? You're trying to.
Yeah, I would tell him not
like
to do
Pete
that.
It's like Pete Carroll trying to fucking get, you know, get too creative and just hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch and you probably win the Super Bowl.
Speaking of, I wonder if he's brought Geno Smith to the Raiders. I wonder if he's going to bring Marshawn Lynch back.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I think he's going to be. It's going to be hard for them to be good in that division, but he's going to be a tough team, and now he's got a good quarterback. I mean, a solid starting quarterback.
I don't know what the fuck the Raiders are doing, and I really don't know what the Seahawks are
doing. I think the Seahawks just got to be giving up. Also,
Seahawks are just giving up. We're selling the team. We're moving
Oklahoma
City.
I've heard a lot of talk about DK Metcalf to the Patriots.
And I've heard about A.J. Brown potentially the Patriots because apparently he might want out of Philly.
Why the fuck would he want out if they just won the
Super
Bowl?
He's not getting the ball thrown to him.
No, he won the
even
Super Bowl.
Here's the thing. He's a wide receiver. Super Bowls mean different things. He just really needed one.
But him and Mike Vrabel like each other.
Now,
a lot,
now he can go get paid. I don't think Vrabel wanted to get rid of him when he was
in
Tennessee.
No, he was fucking mad. Yeah. Like when he walked out of the draft room after they traded him.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? But no, I think... Here's the thing. The Patriots have so much money. Our draft picks are also really good that we have for this draft. We have like five, I think.
Just praying to God that Cleveland takes anybody but Travis Hunter.
I wonder if that's who we'll take, though, if that's who we
take.
I think we're going O-line, offensive lineman at this point.
I think if Travis Hunter's available, we take him. I think
he hope.
Does.
Fucking takes your door. I'm down.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I do like Drake.
No,
May.
I think we need to get a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, or Travis Hunter. Now, if I'm drafting, I'm taking Travis Hunter because if I can get him and it not matter if we had the first pick, that's fine. Or I wouldn't even mind just trading the pick for a bounty of shit from
if we don't
team.
Get Travis Hunter, then back up a little bit, get some picks.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you've got a top five pick and you've already got your guy at quarterback, you don't really have to draft somebody. We could just draft it now and get or trade the pick to the... Well, I don't want to send it to the Eagles because they're really good at drafting. If you give them a top five pick, they're going to fucking never lose.
They still have
again.
A shitload of picks, too.
Oh, yeah. No, they're the best ran team in football right now. Philly's going to be a problem. The Philly dynasty is upon us.
And the thing is here, if A.J. Brown leaves, they could go fucking...
I think they'd be fine without him.
Well, they could go pay T. Higgins to fucking come over there.
Well, he just got, he's going to be in Cincinnati for at least the next year. He just got franchise tagged.
Did he? Oh, okay.
He's going
to... I see they finally fucking decided to pay the fucking... Their wide receiver who had a fucking... One of the best years ever as a wide receiver.
Who, Jamar? No, he still isn't paid.
Well, they said... I thought it said something he was going to be set up for like an insane deal.
I mean, it hasn't been done yet. I haven't seen anything about that, but I know T. Higgins got franchise tagged and they're going to be trading Trey Hendrickson. Instead of paying him, which I think is...
What? Your defense is already trash. You're going to get rid of the couple of good players you got?
You have to have cornerstone players, and you're going to get rid of the guy that's had the most sacks the last 2 years, the only good part of your defense, and it was a part of the team that actually made it to the Super Bowl. It doesn't make any sense. The Chiefs' recipe for success is having a guy on defense and a guy on offense to run
and
things.
And a guy in jail.
Yeah. But anyway, it's getting a little late. I know you got to go pick up Sunshine over there. So
Sunshine.
Little Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Most adorable little thing ever. Thank you for coming out tonight. I'm about to watch some fucking UFC once Big Rag gets here.
We'll be back Tuesday. We got March Madness coming up.
Yep, we got March Madness coming up. Cam, I hope you're excited. Are you going to do a bracket? Maybe. You do a college basketball bracket? There's a cash prize.
Cash prize.
We should do a cash prize.
Cash prize.
But yeah, we got March Madness coming up. We are on the road to WrestleMania officially.
Yep.
John Cena's a bad guy now.
Yep.
He said fuck
Rhea Ripley
kids.
No longer with the title. But that was just a move to get a triple threat is all that was.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a... But also, here's the thing. Here's the thing about...
She was talking so much shit. She's like, there's no way Io Sky's going to win. So
here's
I'm not
the
even
thing
worried.
About... You got to realize, like, Rhea, you can... It's I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easier to be a superstar when you have the title belt and you're the main focus. So when you lose it and you're still good, that's whenever you're, like, cemented. It's like, all right, this guy's going to be around for a while. Because, like, you're some guys who have a title run... And then they lose the title.
She just feels
like
her title reigns gets cut short. Like,
well, I think that she could get it back and win it again at WrestleMania.
I think Bianca's probably good. I think Bianca could win it.
The fan like Reddit page, there was like a screenshot that I saw that they think Rhea is going in the next year is probably going to go through like a rebranding, and they're going to like push her differently.
That'd be a mistake.
I don't think so. I think that they'll leave that right there. Here's the thing about WWE is they will run a cow dry. Like they'll get sometimes they go a little too far and stuff, but they're gonna get all they can get out of that person in that era of what they are. So I think that I don't know if they could do that down the road, but and I think that fucking. I don't know. I think Charlotte's going to fucking win again. She's just the fucking...
She's so annoying.
That's going to be a good match, though.
Well, that's what I thought was going to happen because her and Rhea is stale and Tiffany is a byproduct of Charlotte Flair as far as like her brand that she follows.
Yeah. So she's pretty... She's good, though. She's really athletic. But I could also see her just beating Charlotte and that being the, like... Yeah.
That's what I think
you
is going
to happen.
Well, she has Trish Stratus.
She's going to get put over.
Too. Like, I wonder if they're going to, like, make Trish, like, an advisor situation.
Probably.
Triple threat.
Yeah, put her in the Trish, fucking... Give her the belt.
Well, the other day.
Who?
She's one of the goats.
Oh, yeah, she is. Yeah, I mean, she... Timeless wonder.
That being said, everybody, this show isn't a timeless wonder. We are on a time limit, so we're going to go ahead and call it a night. Trevor.